Republican candidates for president have been talking about Israel ever since Hamas's brutal attack on the country. Here's former Vice President Mike Pence on CNN last week.
I also believe this is what happens when we have leading voices like Donald Trump, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Ron DeSantis signaling retreat from America's role as leader of the free world.
It's just one example of Republican rivals trying to outdo each other in voicing support for Israel. NPR's Daniel Kurtzleben explains how the GOP's strong affinity for Israel developed.
Donald Trump isn't known for subtlety. At a New Hampshire campaign rally following the Hamas attack upon Israel, Trump drew a direct line between protecting Israel, being an evangelical Christian, and voting Republican.
I can't imagine how anybody who's Jewish or anybody who loves Israel, and frankly, the evangelicals love Israel, I can't imagine anybody voting Democrat.
To be clear, people of both parties widely expressed horror at Hamas's attack on Israel. But there is a divide on public opinion toward the ongoing conflict. That divide didn't always exist. In the late 1990s, the Pew Research Center found that just under half of Democrats and just over half of Republicans said they sympathize with Israel more than the Palestinians. By 20 years later, just 3 in 10 Democrats felt that way, compared to 8 in 10 Republicans. And as Trump was saying, evangelicals are one major reason why Republicans shifted so much. Baptist preacher and Fox News contributor Robert Jeffress shows how intertwined conservatism and the connection to Israel have become. Here he is on Fox News connecting the current war to biblical descriptions of the end times.
The Bible predicts the final world conflict will happen on the plain of Megiddo in Israel when the superpowers assemble together to do battle. Well, I think we can see now how a regional conflict could quickly escalate into a worldwide conflict, and that is going to happen one day.
Many Christians, particularly Pentecostals and fundamentalists, believe in that end times connection. In addition, many evangelicals believe in what is called the Abrahamic Covenant, part of which says that God promised land that is now Israel and the Palestinian territories to Abraham and his descendants. Starting in the 1960s, U.S. Christian leaders like Billy Graham began to emphasize and politicize this connection.
Graham first visits Israel in 1960, and it's a really big deal.
Daniel Hummel is a research fellow at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
He really makes a point to articulate a Christian Zionist view that the nation of Israel is a fulfillment of God's plans for the Jewish people and that it has a great future ahead of it.
In the 1980s, the conservative Christian organization The Moral Majority continued to emphasize Christian Zionist ideas while also growing more involved in high-level Republican politics. Since then, white evangelicals continued to shift to become a massive part of the Republican base, and they still are today. President Trump understood that and played to evangelical sensibilities when he moved the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to the holy city of Jerusalem. In a 2020 campaign speech, Trump was blunt.
And we moved the capital of Israel to Jerusalem. That's for the evangelicals.
All of this said, partisan divides over Israel and the Palestinian territories are about more than religion. Elliot Abrams is a fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and served in 3 Republican administrations, including Trump's.
Since Begin's victory in 1977, Israel has mostly had right-of-center governments. It does now, until the formation of a national unity government.
And thus, experts told NPR, some conservative Americans, particularly political elites, felt sympathetic toward a conservative Israel. Moreover, the presence of a strong democracy with a strong military in the Middle East was part of what made Israel important to neoconservatives, who were ascendant in the Republican Party in the 80s and beyond. Hummel, with the University of Wisconsin-Madison, explains.
And so there's this sort of happy alignment of evangelicals becoming interested in this issue and the GOP outside of evangelicals also becoming more accommodating and even in some cases promoting a very strong pro-Israel policy.
Experts also noted a sharp age divide in the U.S. Young Americans, including evangelicals, tend to be less pro-Israel than their elders. So even though the U.S. Republican Party and Israel are intertwined today, it won't necessarily always be that way. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.